Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Leashes of Valor, and this morning, Chris Bowers, Jason Hagen from Leashes of Valor, leashesofvalor.org for more information about a lot of the things we are talking about. I've missed you guys. I have not had you across from me in ages and ages.
It's been a while. I was trying to find the calendar and see where actually
I think it was probably, it had to have been somewhere in the March range. And I'm not taking it personally, Jason, but I do see you guys are all around the country, and I'm thinking that's why I don't see them, and I still have not gotten over. I will tell you that I hold it against you personally that you guys went to Florida during that ice storm and posted pictures while I was just
knee deep in ice,
and yet.
I will tell you
that I could have come with you to, you know, to provide some kind of, you know, let's come on down with us.
Yep. We tried actually to stay even longer down there.
Yeah.
We were coming back and they told us, you know, there was like 6 or 9 inches of ice. And we're like, you know, we should definitely stay down here. But then it ended up being freezing. It was like 31 degrees in Florida when we left. It was ridiculous.
I don't care. I'm not feeling and nobody's sitting here going,
oh, boo-hoo.
Poor guys, how did you do it? But yep. No, the fact that you guys, but I know that that particular trip and some of these other trips you've taken have been very beneficial to Leashes of Valor.
That Florida trip it will happen again next year and the year after that and the year after that. We know better than to stay in Virginia in January.
Yeah.
So we're going to roll out. But we bring in all of our ambassadors, all the people that help us here at Leashes of Valor, the guys that play golf for us and go around and talk and tell everybody about Leashes of Valor. So we bring them in once a year to give them some follow-on training, tell them everything that's happening during the schedule, and basically kick off the year. They've been a fabulous addition to Leashes of Valor and the things that they've done for us and the connections that that they have opened up. It's just like what you were talking about before we jumped on the air. It's becoming organic, which is awesome. So the more that they share us and the more they talk about us, the better that we're becoming.
Well, because when I first met you two, I mean, it was you two. All of these particular events and anything that happened at Leashes of Valor was something that you had put together and did all the background work and got people here. Now you're getting, I'm seeing and learning about more and more people, Chris, that are coming forward to saying, hey, we want to do an event for you guys. And then that's what's the terrific thing.
It's been incredible the last few years to you know, earn that, where, you know, we're presenting our organization in a way that we're gaining so much respect, and then, you know, people are coming to us saying, hey, how can we help? And they're doing independent events that we are just lucky enough to be beneficiaries of. So it doesn't really like crush, you know, our admin side of the house. It allows us to operate and keep working on what we're working on while we're also fundraising, you know, through these third party events. It's been incredible, and the support, I can't tell you how much it means.
And we're going to, as we go along this morning, we are going to talk about the support and how important it is to be able to do the more funding allows you to do, get more dogs and deal with more veterans. And that's you have, ever since the very first time you were in, you Jason, you talked about wanting to, you know, meet the needs of veterans who need these dogs. And you're starting to do it now. I mean, the numbers are starting to get, I mean, these are serious numbers when you take a look at what you're doing in the short term with training dogs and what you're doing with just dogs in the field.
Yeah, we have definitely stepped up our game. I got to give a shout out to our canine staff, Karen and Lisa and Garrett. What they have done has been absolutely fantastic. We're taking in more dogs than we ever have before. Our goal is to continue to have at least 8 dogs graduate a year, hopefully more. And as we've talked, I mean, you see it, you know it. The logistics of continuing to plus up costs a lot of money. Because you have to hire more staff, you have mm-hmm. to bring on more vehicles, you have to do a whole bunch of different things to ensure that these dogs get the training they need, because they are live animals. It is 24/7. They don't take off, you know, they don't get holidays. So having to deal with those certain logistics makes it much more difficult, I guess you would say. So very excited to see what our team has done and being able to produce so many dogs.
We always talk about Linda across the street, who has a leash as a Valor dog and has had one for years. And the fact, and I notice that, I mean, I see the truck there, you know, every so, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's there for whatever reason. So I, you know, you, that's one dog, and you think of all the other dogs that you're having to keep track of.
That's a lot. I mean, we have, I think, 26 or 28 dogs in the program right now. So think about how much time, energy, and effort goes into having to come, you know, do house visits, do personal trainings and things like that. So it's exciting to see how well these dogs go from, you know, a tiny little puppy to 2 years old and what they can do when they're done. It's fantastic.
We're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to talk about the need for fosters and what happens, because when you think of that and you think of the dogs, you know, like you said, it's 24/7, 365, and
yep.
and you know, weekends and holidays and trying to logistically figure things out, and that's where people who want to foster and do other things come in, and we'll get into that when we come back. Jason Haig, Chris Bauer is here this morning from Leashes of Valor, leashesofvalor.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
The guys from Leashes of Valor. And see, that's what that's what's happened. You guys have been so often. Now, all I have to do is just say, this is the guys from Leashes of Valor. And you guys, it's Jason and Chris.
Right.
So you don't even need I don't even need to say who you are. You're getting to be where, yeah, Chris. It's like, you're talking about Chris Bowers with the Leashes of Valor. That's it. Anyway, leashesofvalor.org, the website. And as we talk about this, Chris, in wanting to reach more and more people and to get more and more dogs into homes with veterans, you need more fosters to be able to
right.
do the day-to-day training. And that's really where you're at right now.
We need the community to help us. If we're going to ramp up production of these life-saving dogs, we need help bringing in more dogs. So puppy raisers, weekend fosters, people that are on the fence, you know, about, you know, bringing one of these dogs into your house, we'd make it as easy as possible. And if you reach out to us at foster@leashesofvalor.org, we will shoot you an email that basically explains, you know, everything and anything you could want or need to know about just keeping one of these dogs alive for a couple weeks for us as we develop them into these service dogs.
And if you've got any, and everything is so closely monitored by Karen and others with the staff, that you're not, it's not as though here's the dog, train it.
We don't drop the dog off and say, hey, we'll hit you up in 2 years. Yeah, no, that doesn't happen.
No.
No, these dogs in the end become incredibly expensive after they go through these trainings. So it is not just, you know, drop the dog off and let you go to the wolves. We do a lot of crew trainings and things at different places out in town. Like we were talking about earlier, we definitely have our trainers come to you and do personal trainings. But there's plenty of different options in regards to our foster program. The big one right now that we absolutely need is puppy fosters. We like to take our dogs as young as possible. So that way we know exactly where they came from, the traits mm-hmm. and habits that they already have. But puppies, as we all know, 24/7, they are a little bit more of a requirement. So we need way more puppy fosters so that we can continue what we are doing.
Well, that's interesting, Jason. I never thought of that, to get them as young as possible, because it's so intensive training and because it's so costly. You don't want to have a situation where you have a dog and 6 months, a year, year and a half into it, all of a sudden you're thinking, we can't break this.
Correct.
And this dog isn't going to work. By getting them young, you're able to assure that.
Yeah, and one leash saves two lives. That is our motto. So we try to do our best to rescue as many dogs as possible. I mean, Maverick here is a perfect example of that. He was in a hoarding situation with 30 other golden retriever puppies. So those types of situations are better for us. Taking a dog that's a little bit older sometimes can present different problems in regards to training environments and things like that. But we do. We definitely do rescue animals. We have some great relationships within the local area that help us and actually have our requirements and know, hey, if you see this type of dog, please give us a call and we'll come check it out as soon as possible. So it's awesome.
Chris, I was saying to you that in the past, I kind of knew who the dogs were, that there were a few in the system, and I'd get to know them just by following the Facebook page. And if you want to follow just a terrific Facebook page and social media, go like Leashes of Valor, because it'll give you an idea of what's going on, and you'll get to see some great pictures of these various dogs. But you have so many dogs now, I can't keep up with everybody.
It's hard to keep up with it too. I am not jealous of the canine team's job of kind of orchestrating, you know, what dogs are where and who's training who and what dogs are named what. It definitely takes a team, and we're very blessed to have the team that we have that enables us to keep growing the way we're growing. I don't think I know all the names. If you had to swear me in to tell the truth, that's the best part of what we do, is that it's getting to the point where, like, it's going to take more of us to keep growing this way, to be able to provide these dogs faster to the people that need them the most.
Well, and just a few weeks ago, you kind of had a scare with Tank. Was Tank, right? That showed me just these kind of day-to-day things that can come up with dogs of getting something, and you've had to change some of, you know, your procedures because Tank was really seriously ill for a while.
He was. Unfortunately, parvo is an incredibly deadly disease for puppies.
Yeah.
And when they're not vaccinated, so we'll put our plug in here, like, please go get your animals vaccinated. It means something. Mm-hmm. It will save your dog's life, I promise. Shout out to Mechanicsville and Doc Callahan for what they did for us and how well they treated Hank. That was awful. I don't ever have to go to the ER and to an ICU for an animal again. That was horrible. So we have changed some of our protocols. It is very, everybody loves the cute puppies. They want us to bring them places and things like that. But unfortunately, until they're fully vaccinated, you can't do it. Because parvo, once it is in the area, you can't get it out of it. So, unfortunately, Doc, who was one of our best puppy fosters, can't foster any more puppies because that disease is in the ground now, in his yard. So,
Wow. I didn't realize that's interesting.
Yeah. So we got very, very fortunate that we didn't bring that on property for us. So it is going to take some things that we need to do differently, in regards to quarantines and things like that when we have puppies. So, great learning lesson. Super excited that Hank is doing great and we'll be fine. And we'll hopefully go on to graduate and be a service dog. So super excited to everybody that helped out, and thank you, to everyone that helped out with that fundraiser for Hank's medical bills, because in the end, Hank's medical bills, I believe, was upwards of $13,000.
But I know people were really concerned, and that was rightfully so. That was a big concern. I know, in talking with Karen over the years, and some of the trainers, you can still, even if you've got dogs, of your own. You can, and in fact, they want. These dogs to be in various situations. So if you have a dog, you still can have a Leash as a Valor dog.
Absolutely.
And even if they get along, they want to see you want to see different situations, and the Leash as a Valor dog, they do fine when, you know, if they're living in a crate, or if they have, it's so interesting hearing the different training techniques of how it works out better to To be around animals. And,
yeah, it's socialization. I mean, socialization. They teach each other their boundaries, you know. So, you know, an older dog's not going to allow a puppy to jump on it over and over and over again. So that dog is going to teach them things that we're going to teach them anyways, that, hey, jumping's not great all the time. Like, you're going to get way better attention if you're just calm. And I think, you know, any dog, you know, can be helpful to us to try to push the where am I going with this, Jake?
The best thing that we can have is more animal. Like, there is a point where there's too many animals, but the more that we can expose our dogs to other dogs, cats, chickens, horses, cows, everything, so that they can see it. It's just like us. If we haven't seen something, what are we going to do? We're going to go explore and go check it out. That's the same thing with the dog. Like, they are curious just like we are, so the more things that we can expose them to, the better. And the better behaved that they will end up being. It's just like any normal household. What do you usually have? You know, a lot of people have two dogs and a cat. So if you have it, that's that's perfect. That's exactly what we need. Miss Lindsay, one of our greatest fosters and my second in command. What does she have? She's got three dogs, a cat, a bunny hamster, rabbit, and I think a hamster. So they get lots and lots of exposure. So don't worry about it. If you have animals, it's a good thing, actually. So we try not to put them in more than three, because then you run into a pack mentality and some different kind of things can be happening with the behavior and stuff like that. But please, absolutely hit us up. We were talking about puppy fosters. That's usually about a month or 2 months time frame. We have weekend fosters when some of our long-term fosters go out of town, things like that. So there's all different kinds of ways that you can help out. We have teachers here in Spotsylvania County that take our dogs to school every day, which is awesome. So any different number of ways that you can help.
No, I mean, you talk about getting people, you know, giving the animals different situations. When the veterans come, you get them into situations of a learning of how to use the dog. I always think of when you told me in the fall, last fall, of how you took the veterans over to the airport in Charlottesville just to learn about how to go through an airport with a dog.
Oh yeah, it's all about, you know, rehearsing those things that give you anxiety so that, you know, when you actually do it for real, it shouldn't be that crazy for you. That's all part of our in resident facility that we have. They stay, once their dogs are ready, they come and they stay for us 7 to 10 days, and we give them that, you know, that boot camp of here's every situation you could run into with this dog and this is how you handle it. We're very fortunate to have the relationships that we have, that we can give them those experiences of going and working with the agents at TSA to, you know, what are the current guidelines of how to navigate that process as seamless as possible. So we're very fortunate to have, you know, Karen really pushing, you know, and helping us figure out, you know, everything that could possibly go wrong so we can set them up for success.
Absolutely. So, and again, if you want to have a dog for a long period of time, you can work into that. Or if you just want to do weekends, or if you want to do when the other fosters or on vacation, or are going to be away to where, and I guess in some cases you do want them to fly and do those things, but other times you would rather have them here to be trained.
Absolutely. So for some of us, actually, let's see, I think just in the last 3 months, we've had two dogs actually fly, and now we usually wait until they're about a year, maybe a year and a half into training before we want them to go on an airplane. But that's some of the great things that can happen. If the fosters are and have been with us for a while, they'll take the dogs on vacation with them. And that's a completely different set of exposures and environments, which is really awesome. So the more that they can travel, the better.
And to do again what you want to do and to get that many dogs out each year to veterans, you need fosters.
We absolutely do. I mean, right now, I think we're sitting at about 50 families, which is fantastic. But we probably need about 100 to be able to do what we're going to do and to continue to expand and be able to put more dogs into the hands of veterans. So please, if you show any interest at all, just shoot us an email, info@leashesofvalor.org, foster@leashesofvalor.org. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram. Somebody will answer you within 24 hours, I promise. So please reach out and let us know.
And if you have any questions about, you know, your situation, I know somebody from Leashes of Valor will come and look at your yard, look at your house, look at the whole situation just to make sure that everybody's going to be safe and it's going to be a good experience for you and for the animal.
Absolutely, yeah. For all of our fosters, that everybody that comes in with Leashes of Valor, and to include our veterans, we always do a home visit. We always do some type of FaceTime, walk around, make sure that, because some people have never had a dog. So letting them know, like, these are some of the things that we look for. If you don't have a fence, it's okay. That's why they have leashes. So
yeah, I never thought of that, because I will hear that from people. Well, I'd like to do it, but I don't have a fence.
Correct.
And I never knew that. So I always figured a fence was something that you just, but you're right.
Yeah, I mean, right. So that's kind of the big thing, is these are dogs that are being trained. They are incredibly valuable. So having a fence is a great thing, but in the end, we're going to ask you to keep that dog on leash pretty much the whole time, because we need you to have positive control of it. Because I would really, really not like you to lose a $25,000
equipment. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Wow, and we'll get into this when we come back too. But I noticed just and the other great thing about following the Facebook page is the stories, not only of the dogs, but of the veterans. And boy, you continue to see veterans who tell stories.
Absolutely.
About what these dogs are.
We'll give a shout out to Miss Kristen. That's all her. She does a fabulous job of telling these stories of what these vets have gone through, the dog's journey, the family's journey. And we're trying to do an even better job of giving a shout out to the foster families and, you know, why they're doing it and the things that they've done for us. So shout out to them. Please follow us on Facebook, Leashes of Valor. You can find us anywhere on those pages. And just to see some of the incredible stories, which I will say we lean towards much more positive. We try not to go too dark, and so show the success stories of where these guys have come from and where they're at now.
You've got a lot of success stories, and that's what's exciting, and that's why we try to do these shows so often, because there's so many. There's always new people out there that don't know that Leashes of Valor. They see the logo and don't realize Leashes of Valor is right here. And we
right
are
here.
So fortunate.
Yep.
Don't you ever leave Spotsylvania County.
We'll only leave for a certain amount of time, so I can go to Florida because it's too cold.
Well, that is true. That is true. Leashesofvalor.org. Leashesofvalor.org, or follow them on Facebook especially to follow everything that's going on. Jason and Chris from Leashes of Valor here. We're going to take a quick break and continue on this morning. I should mention the Mavericks on the floor, too, just being a very
snoring
good boy. Snoring. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Leashes of Valor in this morning. Chris and Jason here. Leashesofvalor.org for more information on what they do in providing service dogs to veterans. Leashesofvalor.org. Chris, there are a number of events coming up that we've got to highlight. And had a real successful spring with a golf tournament, and I know the Mutts and Mimosas. But now we're kind of getting into a some summer events.
Yeah, some summer events that we were very fortunate. These are all companies that have decided to host an event. We call them third-party events, and they do all the work. We show up with some dogs, and we're fortunate enough to be the beneficiaries of these events. First up is June 11th. That's Anderson Oil Golf Tournament, benefiting Leashes of Valor. It's at Mattapani Springs. The next two events, you can find the event pages on leashesofvalor.org. August 20th is a Thursday. It's our inaugural Nine Wine Dine, sponsored by Calypso Kennels and our really good friend Lori Hayes. That'll be at Fredericksburg Country Club, 3 to 10 p.m. We'll have a quick nine-hole golf tournament followed by some delicious food and a presentation by Leashes of Valor to really, you know, show that community who we are and what we're doing here.
Well, in a nine-hole golf tournament, too, if you feel like I don't have the time to commit to 18 holes, to be able to do a nine-hole tournament is really great. And you're helping out Leashes of Valor.
Yes, sir. It's these are all designed to kind of scratch all the itches of, you know, people that aren't maybe super adamant golfers, but, you know, they're still interested in supporting a good cause. They're,
yeah.
A ton of sponsorship opportunities for that. You can find those at leashesofvalor.org under events. And then the most recent one is August 28th. That's Veterans Choice, who just installed our awesome deck that we had graciously donated by Home Depot Foundation. Their event is at Meadows Farms Golf Course, and it's August 28th.
Okay.
And all these events are, you know, like I said, benefiting Leashes of Valor and our mission to provide these service dogs to wounded and disabled veterans.
And everybody, all Leashes of Valor will be at all of these tournaments. You'll be able to meet us, our dogs, ask questions, do whatever you like. But it's also just an awesome time and an awesome thing with the community. Anderson Oil, formerly known as Tiger Fuel, and Calypso Kennels, and then Veterans Choice are all just incredible businesses here locally that have done a fantastic job for us and helping us raise the funds that we need to continue to do our mission.
That brings up an interesting question and point, Chris, that if you're a business and want to get involved and you've got an idea, maybe it's a golf tournament, maybe it's something else.
Pickleball, you know, or, you know, cornhole.
Anything.
We do an event with Miller Electric later in the year where it's a massive cornhole event for, you know, their suppliers, their employees, and they come out and it's all to benefit, like, what we're doing. So, yes, if you have an idea or there's an event that you have on your mind, please reach out, bowers@leashesofvalor.org, and I will shoot you an email right back.
Pickleball, there's an idea.
I'm not doing it, Ted. I like my ACLs.
He might not play, but we support all the sports. I mean, it can be anything. It could be
right.
You can do axe throwing. You can do crochet. It doesn't matter. We've had
all
people.
That's good ideas.
Yeah, we've had people sell candles for us. We've had people do
paint and dinner.
Now, what's the one with all the kitchen equipment that they go around and sell?
Cutco.
No.
Pampered Chef.
Pampered Chef. There, people have thrown Pampered Chef parties for us. And
well,
like,
there you go. See, anybody can do that.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. You can do a birthday fundraiser on Facebook, on Instagram for us. Any of those types of things. A food drive for our dogs. Anything. If you have questions or if you need help or you just want a general inquiry, hit us up and we will help in any way we can to have you help us.
Yeah, anything. And so if you've got ideas, that's a great idea. Just to come up with an idea that maybe you can't do a golf tournament.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot of work.
But you can do other things. But maybe you can do more than a golf tournament.
Yeah, I mean, there's other things. Like, we've had a couple of different companies just host a cocktail party so that they can introduce us to their company. Mm-hmm. We'll come and shake hands, give a 10-minute presentation on what we do and how we do it. And that brings all different other kinds of stuff. So networking events are huge for us. We love that. If I haven't tried it, I'll at least try it twice. So we'll see what happens.
Now, and especially we're talking about with some of these, with the golf tournaments, you play golf, you give money, and you learn about it. And hopefully you talk about these kinds of things. You know, you talk about the fact, hey, this for Leashes of Valor, they do good stuff. But there's all kinds of ways that these particular things that you do not only raise money but just also raise awareness.
Well, the other big thing is where we get our dogs from and how we get our dogs. Like we talked about previously, we try to rescue as many as possible, but local breeders around the country have been kind enough to allow us to have selection of the first dog out of a litter. So. Just that, being able to neck around. You may know a breeder that I don't know. They may just not be in Facebook or on the internet or whatever, and they're really great. So being able to get different leads for dogs is also a big thing that we look for when we do these events. So it could just be an introduction. So that kind of thing is super helpful.
Well, and I think so many people still, and that's why I'd love wearing the t-shirts and the sweatshirts or the hats or that kind of thing, because there are so many people that don't realize that this is all happening right here. Yep. Right here in this community, and has been. And you've got a facility in Spotsylvania that I need to come over and see the deck.
You do. You need to come check out.
Haven't seen that everything happens. I remember the very first time I went there. The very first time I saw things, and you've changed completely from what I saw just a few years ago. There are a lot of great things and a lot of lives being changed right now, and that's why I always look forward to the graduations.
Yeah, because. Oh, when is our actually? Yep, keep talking. I'm gonna try to see if I can find when our next graduation.
No, the graduations, Chris, it's emotional for the veterans because they know their lives are going to change, although they don't really fully understand. And then they'll say, "I never thought it would be like this." But even to see the people that are the fosters,
it's emotional for all.
It's like being at your kid's graduation.
Yeah, you put so much love.
2 years into each dog.
2 years into each dog. One of our fosters, I think, said it the best. She's a teacher, and Miss Chandel said, like, you know, with every class that I get each year, I love them as hard as I can, and I let them go because they're not mine. But, like, I can impact that year that I have with them and, like, leave those kids better than I found them. And I thought that was such an awesome way to put, you know, loving that dog as hard as you can so that dog can turn around and love its vet. Even harder.
And that's crazy. You speak to Chandel, Lisa, and a couple of other fosters that have been with us for a very long time. If I remember correctly, each one of those ladies has had between 10 and 15 dogs each, which is crazy. Yeah. Like that is so awesome that they have been with us for that long and been able to be impactful on so many different families and dogs and lives. So what we are doing is incredible, and we can't thank everybody enough for what they do to help us make this happen, because it dang sure ain't me and Chris. So
well, and you talk to the fosters, and I know I've said to them how difficult it can be to we've had the conversation. You get so close to the dogs, but ultimately they realize who these dogs are going to help.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of that, November 21st, 2026, right there at Leashes of Valor will be our next graduation. And actually, it'll be a culmination. We should have between 6 and 8 actually graduating, because we have a class in October as well. But because our schedule has been so crazy, we're condensing that into one graduation. But it will happen again at 8407 Old Plank Road, Leashes of Valor, Axel's Place, on November 21st. So I'm sure you'll hear more about it. We'll have a Facebook event page, Instagram, all the things. And heck, we might even do a radio ad.
You think? which your radio ads are terrific. Both you and Karen do great jobs on these. I'm still waiting for the Chris Bowers radio ad.
No, he's way too good at this, man.
He's pretty smooth.
I'm stuttering Stanley compared to him.
I have a face for radio.
He's pretty smooth. But again, November 21st, and that really is, boy, you learn, you see firsthand, and you hear the testimonies, and you hear firsthand about just the difficulties, and we laugh about a lot of things, but. What you're doing is saving lives,
and we love it, and we can't thank the community enough, and we look forward to November 21st of being able to bring everybody out and see the culmination of all of this training and all the years and the hard work that's been put on. We were just talking about anniversaries. I believe next year will be our 10th year doing this, so we may not blow it out as big as the 250th, but we're going to get close.
I think it should be close, just because. Well, what I appreciate about you guys is we hear all the time, and especially in this community, the statistics. And you guys just have powerful stories. the statistics are there and they're real and they're tragic, but they're instead real. Of just always talking about it, you're doing something about it.
Yeah, I think Chris and I honestly came to a conclusion probably about 4 years ago that we really weren't going to focus on the negative of those stories and how bad it can actually get, but to show and to talk about the positives and to move forward and to make sure that these guys and girls know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It can get better. We don't have to sit here and talk about how bad it was and how bad it is, because the next day can bring a brighter future, and we know that. Chris hates that I say it, but in the end, this is real easy. Like, what we're doing right now is an amazing thing and awesome. Like, we're not even getting shot at, Ted. This is fantastic. So yeah. The sun is shining. I get to go home every day. I get to drink coffee. Like, I'm not sleeping in a hole in the ground. Like, this is awesome. So we try to keep that in that mindset in everything that we do, because in the end, you get to go home to your family. And we've got guys and girls out there that don't get to go home. So we're going to keep rocking it.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, this whole situation continues, and it continues to grow, unfortunately. But and you guys are there, and that's why getting involved, whether it's with a golf tournament or being a foster or just donating money.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is never going to go away. We are always going to have to fight a war somewhere, sometime, and someplace. And if everybody doesn't know, we're technically at war right now.
Right.
So there are going to be more wounded veterans coming, or wounded guys coming back. So our job's not done, and we know that. So we're going to keep trying and hopefully expanding and getting more dogs and saving more lives.
Now, it's interesting you say that, Jason, because I know in the past, especially when there have been situations when you hear in the news of conflicts, and you always wonder, especially when there are casualties, you'll wonder, is there somebody here?
Yeah.
And now I've gotten to think, just because I know you guys, you see some of these situations.
I was just up at Walter Reed getting my leg worked on. They have 100 men and women in the wards. They don't have any amputees yet, but
burn victims, wounded, veterans, because of the bombs.
Military personnel are all the time. So there's always some type of recovery going on. And it's, they're at full operation tempo, just waiting for the next wave. And I think Captain Haig hit it on the head with, like, we're going to get really, really good at this because this need is never going to go away.
Yeah.
And, why do we work so hard? Because it's never going to end.
Yeah. No, I would look and think, I wonder if there's somebody involved there. Now I look at situations and I think, I wonder if this is somebody down the road in a few years. We're going to hear their story through Leashes of Valor.
You will. It's an unfortunate after effect of this. I wish we could say that we're going to do this for the next 5 years and then we'll be done because everybody will be helped. But over 3 million of us served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Iran is going off now. We know of at least 100 casualties sitting in Walter Reed, and not to mention the psychological effects of being hit by drones. So this is going to continue to expand, and that's what Leashes has to do. We have to make sure that we are ready for the next one.
Yep, and you're getting ready. That's the great thing. I just think about the past few years just working closely with you guys. And how it's expanding, and how your footprint in Spotsylvania has expanded, and how you can do more, and now it all comes back to Chris, as we always say, it comes back to just fosters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fosters is really where, I mean, financially, obviously, if in getting people to donate and to provide some of that, but fosters ultimately the people that can help train the dogs.
Well, just take care of them. Local families.
Just take care of them.
That can help take care of them. It's not even about training.
It's not about training, no.
It's really just letting them live.
Like, maintaining that training that we put on them.
Yep. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us, fosters@leashesofvalor.org. And we'll answer any question you might have and hopefully bring you into the fold and let you get your hands on one of these life-saving service dogs.
That's the other thing. You guys are just fun. All of you are fun.
We try to make as fun as possible.
There's no reason for this to be not fun, Ted. That's the great thing, is that you get to play with puppies in the end, like, and dogs. Like, this is fun. This is awesome. So yeah. very excited about it.
Yeah, and to see the dogs when they finally have the vest and when they starting to go through all the various trainings. To see the dog across the street is just it's fabulous to see as it grows and.
Yeah, you guys have a front row seat right here. You get to see Linda's so awesome. She 24/7 has a dog with her usually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Oh, we see her all the time. She brings the dog over here sometimes. Good. So we see that too. Leashesofvalor.org. If you want to get involved, leashesofvalor.org. Maybe you can be a foster. Maybe you can be someone who raises funds. Maybe you can be just somebody who's got money and can make a donation, big or small. Leashesofvalor.org. Jason and Chris here. One final break, and we'll conclude it this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
For over 50.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Chris Bowers and Jason Hague here this morning from Leashes of Valor. Leashesofvalor.org. As Jason mentioned, November 21st, mark that on your calendars for the next graduation. Where veterans get dogs, November 21st, and we will talk more and more about that. There are some events, though, you mentioned, Chris, and so if you want to put on an event, if you want to take part in some of these events,
yeah, please
do that.
Yeah, please reach out to us if you have an idea or you want to get some people together. These are what we have on the schedule right now, June 11th, out at Mattapani Springs Golf Course. It's Anderson Oil's annual golf tournament benefiting Leashes of Valor. I think this is our second or third year being a beneficiary, Cap?
Yes, correct.
So it's an incredible event. Like, please come out if you have time. August 20th is a Thursday afternoon. It's our inaugural Nine Wine and Dine presented by Calypso Kennels. That's at Fredericksburg Country Club from 3 to 10. And then August 28th, the Veterans Choice Golf Charity Classic benefiting Leashes of Valor. That'll be at Meadows Farms again on August 28th. If you need any information on these events, you can find them on leashesofvalor.org under events, or shoot us an email at info@leashesofvalor.org, and we will answer those questions as quickly as we can.
Or foster at Leashes of Valor if you want to be a foster, because boy, that's really the area right now where you can have an impact. Maybe you can only do a weekend, and those kind of fosters are needed, or various lengths. Maybe you want to do the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, some kids just got out of school, so instead of relaxing for the summer, you could take care of a puppy.
Yeah, which is better than that.
Yeah, you can help us raise one of these dogs for the next 2 years to give them away. That's what we need the most help with.
And that's the thing, Chris. If you go look, you go look on the Leashes of Valor Facebook page and see the stories of all these the veterans who tell their stories, and just the pictures of them with their dogs. Nothing better.
That's what makes it
and
all
and share work. That kind of thing. Share that on your own Facebook page.
As Jason said, we try to spread the love instead of all the sadness. So all of our stories are designed to show the brighter side of this this war that we're waging against PTSD and suicide.
There are many things that I like about you, but one of the things I really like about you, Chris, is that you always refer to Jason as Captain. And I'm going to start doing that, because I was never in the military, but I just feel to be able to say that. It shows respect.
He's our skipper. This was his idea.
Yeah.
That motivated me to get back into this and to keep fighting this good fight.
I'm glad he did. You two do make a great pair. And so affectionately, I will start referring to Jason as Captain.
Oh, not a problem. We'll take it. We'll take it.
No, it truly is great having you guys as just as friends, first of all, but also the mission here is so important, and what you're doing is so vital. Thank you.
We love you, Ted. Thank you for helping us get the word out. This means a ton to us. We always love our chats, and we look forward to the next one.
Leashesofvalor.org, and mark it down. November 21st is the graduation at Leashes of Valor in Spotsylvania. Thank you both. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
And happy birthday, Jason, to your daughter.
Peyton, happy birthday.
That's it. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.